Kylie Klumhaus, who is the Director of Financial Aid for Southwestern Community College, joined KCSI KOAK Radio to talk more about the financial aid process, including the FAFSA, state aid scholarships, and the importance of asking lots of questions.
Anyway, file the FAFSA. The best part about that is it's very easy. Mm-hmm. It has gotten complicated in the past, but it is a very easy process. But we're Southwestern's always here to help, whether you're going to attend Southwestern, which we hope you do. But even if you're not, like, I've helped families that they've went to multiple other institutions around the state, and we're just here there to help.
Well, a lot of people do, when you attend Southwestern, you have that intention of going on to another institution.
Yep.
As part of your plan.
Yep.
Everyone in the family would file it that's attending to go to college when you get to that point.
Yep.
Is it something that I would do on my own? Is it something that I would have assistance doing? What do you recommend?
Either way, if you're, I get a lot of parents like, we're not tech savvy, so we're just going to come to you guys, and that's perfect. But we do have a lot of parents and families and students that fill it out on their own, and then they'll call us and say, hey, I did this. Does everything look okay? That type of thing. So yeah, you can do it on your own. If you're, especially seniors in high school, 9 times out of 10, they're going to need a parent to sign with them.
Okay.
So sometimes sitting with your parent and filling it out. I know high school counselors do a really good job of helping students fill it out as well. Southwestern offers in the fall, usually like right around the opening of the FAFSA in October. The trio offers a FAFSA night that you can come and have help filing your FAFSA.
We've talked about TRIO in the past, mm-hmm. Mr. Hewitt. So.
She's been here, yes.
Yes. So that's step number one.
Yes.
Right? But are there other aspects to when we're talking about financial aid and those sorts of things? Mm-hmm. Are there other things that we need to be that's the one that gets a lot of headlines, right?
Yes.
But are there other things we need to be thinking about?
Yeah. One big thing is state financial aid. So obviously, state of Iowa financial aid deadline, we always say file your FAFSA by July 1st. So they can file it in October, but believe it or not, we have some that don't file it right away, which is totally fine. But we always say file by July 1st for the incoming school year.
So like now?
Yes. So if you're coming in the fall.
Oh, so I could be you can file now?
Yes, you can.
For
you
this, file this fall until, semester?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, right. So yes, July 1st is a big one that we always say. Another one is March 15th is our foundation. So Southwestern has a foundation program that we offer scholarships to students. That one is a big one.
Uh-huh.
You fill out a very simple application by March 15th every year, and it puts you in the running for hundreds of different scholarships.
Okay.
So definitely that's a big one too.
Do you guide people through this or help them through this, or what's that like?
I do not.
Okay. All right.
We have a foundation director that
there
does
you go.
That.
Okay.
That's nice. It's just one application.
Yes.
That covers all the awards that are possible through SWCC.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's really, really nice.
There you
yes.
go.
Kylie Klumhaus, who is the Director of Financial Aid for Southwestern Community College, reminding listeners that July 1st is an important deadline, as it is the deadline for the State of Iowa Financial Aid consideration. Thanks to Kylie for her time and that information.